aux yeux de fille, ton air filou, tes vieilles guenilles et tes gueulants, t'accordéon, ça fait pas de rente, mais c'est si bon, t'es gigolo, tous tes habits sur le métro de la Bastille pour se saouler à tes jupons, ça fait gueuler et c'est si bon. Ça fait des tas de petits tapins qui font merveille en toute saison. Ça fait de l'oseille et c'est si bon. Télé la croix, bébère d'envers. Ça fait des mois qui sont ouverts. Alors ces dames se font une raison, elles se font bigame. C'est si bon.
Christine, why are you in Cambridge?
Well, actually, I'm about to do a series of concerts in London, and I've stopped off at Cambridge first, but the real reason is I'm performing in Cambridge in a few weeks' time. I'm bringing my show to Cambridge.
Now, tell me a little bit about yourself, because as far as I understand, you were a school teacher teaching, it was English and French, and then you had a moment, you had a kind of epiphany in your life when you became a singer. So tell me a little bit about your background.
The epiphany moment was very gradual. And over a period of time, I always sang and I always thought I would do something with music, but I ended up doing a degree in French and English. And after running a cafe for a year, I thought, well, I should really get the teaching qualification, thinking that I might use it well. 14 years later, and a number of Glasgow high schools, I taught, but I was constantly singing throughout that time as well, but I was still, you know, teaching, yes.
Okay, so I mean, how did you develop your style, and what is chanteuse, which is the style of singing that you do? How did that all come about? Because it came about because you spoke French, obviously, in the first place. But what is chanteuse for those who are not initiated towards it?
Well, basically, chanteuse is the French word for singer, female singer, chanteur, chanteuse. But it's coined much more, I think. Yeah, a particular type of singer, those kind of. Cabaret, late night, you know, not necessarily singing in French, but chanteuse as maybe something, a kind of glamorous way of talking about singers who belong in a particular genre of cabaret and shows.
Obviously, songs like Je ne regrette rien are a typical example of that, which is a song that you sing, isn't it?
It's going to be on my gravestone, that song. Well, I have two shows in French, one Piaf and one Paris, and the Paris show is examining what is chanson. I think that's actually the more pertinent question, in that une chanteuse sings chanson, and chanson describes a period of music in France from the 20s through to the early 60s, crystallised by the importance of the lyric and the fact that songs are still sung within the rhythms of the French language.
It seems to be a great contrast in your life that you are this a Scottish person who's grown up in Glasgow, and yet once you go onto the stage as a diva, basically you are this sexy French woman.
I'm a sexy Glaswegian. No, I know. I don't know. I think often people assume certain things about Glasgow that aren't necessarily true. Glasgow's just the best city, and I would say that, of course, being Glaswegian, but. No, it's not even diva. You know, the whole point of this show is I don't imitate, I don't look or sound like Piaf. This is the story of how a girl from Glasgow who hated French at school came across a record at 14 that would change her life and has led me to being here, sitting in Cambridge, talking to you many years later. And the concert is that life story and singing her songs. I celebrate Piaf's life and what she achieved, but... It's the parallels with my journey with all of this.
What's it been like surviving as a singer for the last few years? Because obviously it's been devastating for everybody, but especially creative people in the arts. It must have been terrible.
Nothing about my life really resembled itself. I had just moved home before the pandemic. I had a series of wonderful concerts in Vienna and Berlin in the February before it all happened. My last concert was Belfast, and suddenly everything was gone, and the best part of 2 years with very little work.
Now, what's happening with your career now? Because you're in the middle of doing a tour now, aren't you? So it must be picking up again.
Kicking off. I have a kind of two careers running concurrently. Life as a singer-songwriter. I'm writing my third album, and that's much more kind of Americana, me with my guitar. And Life as a Troubadour, with my theatre shows of Piaf Paris and my 1920 show, which I'm doing in London. It's just kicking. I'm doing a lot of Piaf concerts in the first 6 months of this year. including Cambridge.
What's it like when you, when as a singer, you step out into this public life and you face all the lights and everything? What, how does that phase you as a person? How do you react to it?
It doesn't. Is the simple answer, in that I used to be crippled with nerves, and now it's work. You know, it's just because, you know, going on stage is the most wonderful moment in it all, but there is such an enormous background of things leading up to it, of marketing and organising things and trains and hotels and musicians and all of that. So in a way, doctor theatre, as they say, and particularly if life is difficult, as it has been with the pandemic, going on stage is the luckiest soul in the world. It doesn't, I don't feel it's daunting. The only time I would feel nervous is if I weren't prepare, if I didn't know, and that never happens, but like a new show, and I've got a new script that I've committed to memory, because the kind of performer I am, I like to go on stage, everything's in there, but how it comes out every night is different, a bit like a comedian.
Does the pressure affect the strength of your voice? I mean, if you're under a lot of pressure, does it make you produce energy for singing? Is that something that happens?
I think sometimes, this might seem strange, but I don't know if it's just human nature, but I think sometimes when I've had some of the worst scenarios, getting to a theatre or stress, my voice is at its strongest.
That's what I would anticipate, is that when you're nervous and you're in front of a whole crowd and everything, that it brings the best out in you.
You're galvanised. Yeah, galvanised,
because you know that you have to perform at that point.
Exactly.
That's really interesting. I mean, does your voice just work better in French? Because you sound quite passionate once you're in your French mode. You know, is that something that you feel? Do you sing in English as well? Do you do other, lots of other singing as well?
Oh yeah, I mean, I have two albums of my own songs, and the 20 show isn't in French, it's New York. The Paris show has a lot of songs that were big hits in English as well. The PF show, I sing in both languages. It sounds, I think, to an English-speaking audience, there's the added exotic foreign language sound, and French is beautiful when set to music. So maybe in France it sounds, I think you're right in that, just the nature of my voice and the vibrato I have lends itself well to chanson.
And which singers influenced you? What kind of things influenced you during your life as an artist?
PF obviously had a huge influence, hence the show. But at the same time I discovered PF, I discovered Billie Holiday. She's a huge hero of mine. Oh, it's so many. My greatest hero in songwriting is Leonard Cohen. Leonard Cohen, Dylan, the Everly Brothers are huge influences on me. So not just female singers, but I love Carly Simon and Carole King, you know, great songwriters as well. But 1920s and 30s voices I love. Old jazz, that's what the 20s show's about.
Is it a hard life? I mean, it looks fantastically glamorous, but is it a hard life that you would recommend to other women to take that, to take that chance to do that?
I would recommend to anyone to take the chance of doing what they really want to do in life. Isn't that the secret to happiness? It is not glamorous. There are glamorous moments, perhaps, but the best moment in the world is connecting with an audience. But I wouldn't consider my work particularly glamorous.
Do you do other things in terms of performing arts? Because obviously you're a singer, but that, do you have other things that you do as well?
I love writing. My first two albums are my songs. I've written with other people. I ended up very fortunate. One of my songs is in a Ant-Man and the Wasp movie, a song I wrote in French. So I've been commissioned to either provide lyrics or music or both. I draw.
And you've won some great awards, which got a lot of press exposure. Can you tell me a little bit about those?
I kind of came to a crossroads in my life when I knew I'm going to be leaving teaching soon. When I started writing in 2004, and there was a little festival in Glasgow Songwrite Festival, and the second song I ever wrote won the festival, 3 months of heats, and it's called Lighthouse Keeper, song dear to my heart. So, and I won the Spirit of the Fringe in Edinburgh with my Paris show in 2017. That was a lovely moment.
Okay, so what have been the greatest triumphs of your career so far?
Releasing my own album of songs. It was album of the week on BBC Radio, Derby Street. We just had a 10-year anniversary concert. Singing with a symphony orchestra in Seoul in South Korea, my PF concert. I was flown out for a week to do this show. I say these words and I still can't believe it. But I suppose the real peak in terms of my life with chanson was the fact that BBC Radio 4's Soul Music series, they interviewed me when they were discussing Je ne regrette rien, and they also interviewed the man who wrote it, Piaf's great friend and last composer, the composer of No Regrets. And so we shared the airwaves, and 6 months later, he agreed to come from Paris and play for me on stage.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of locked into the history then, and it was just the most thrilling experience.
Have you played in Cambridge before? Have I just missed you?
There's a number of tour dates this year that are new. I've never played in Birmingham, and I'm playing in Birmingham the week after next. I absolutely love Cambridge, the city, and I'm so looking forward to this.
Perhaps we can play some of your music now. What would you like to offer us?
One of my favourite Piaf songs is La Foule. It was originally a Peruvian melody that she had adapted with one of her lyricists into French. And she was getting towards the end of her life, but she was still an absolute, you know, source of power and passion on stage. And this is just so atmospheric. It's a great moment in the show, actually. La Foule, which means the crowd in French.
Christine Beauvill, thank you very much indeed for talking to Cambridge 105.
J'entends dans la musique les cris, les rires qui éclatent et rebondissent autour de moi. Et perdu parmi ces gens qui me bousculent, étourdi, désemparé, je reste là. Quand soudain je me retourne, il se recule et la foule vient me jeter entre ses bras. Emporté par la foule qui nous traîne et nous entraîne, écrasés l'un contre l'autre, nous ne formons qu'un seul corps. Et le flot sans effort nous pousse enchaîner l'un et l'autre, et nous laisse toutes deux épanouis, enivrés et heureux. Et traînés par la foule qui s'élance et qui danse une folle farandole, nos deux mains restent soudées. Et parfois soulevés, nos deux corps enlacés s'envolent et retombent tous deux épanouis, enivrés et heureux. Et la joie éclaboussée par son sourire me transperce et se rejaillit au fond de moi. Mais soudain je pousse un cri parmi les rires quand la foule vient l'arracher d'entre mes bras. Emporté par la foule qui nous traîne et nous entraîne et nous éloigne l'un de l'autre, je lutte et je me débat. Mais le son de ma voix s'étouffe dans les rires des autres et je crie de douleur, de fureur et de rage et je pleure. Effréné par la foule qui s'élance et qui danse une folle farandole, je suis emporté au loin et je crispe pour mes poings maudissant la foule qui me vole comme qu'elle m'avait donné que je n'ai jamais revu.